Praise the Lord. It's our hallelujahs. Yeah, belongs to only God. Amen. As our children exit to their classrooms, for our visitors, we're intentional about training our children in the way they should go. So they go out to get a message each week. We believe that we should train the children in the way they should go. And when they're old, they will not depart from it. Amen. So there are three groups. Amen. 1 to 7. 8 to 12. And 13 to 17. Amen. The world teaches our children, so why won't we? Amen. As the children that are going out begin to exit, we thank God for what He is doing in the lives of our children. Amen. We thank God. We give Him all the glory. We give Him all the honor. The world will not have our children. Amen. God has entrusted these children to us, and we have a responsibility to teach them in the way they should go. So I thank God for all the members that are praying for the children and teaching the children. Yes, Lord God. Yes, He deserves all of us. Anybody just say, I give myself away. I've just tried it my way and it didn't work. So I've decided I'm going on with Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going on with Jesus. Let us pray. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, Lord, we thank You for another Pentecost Sunday, Lord God. God, we thank You for the breath of life, God, because it didn't have to be. God, we thank You, Lord, for Jesus. God, we thank You that You loved us enough to send Jesus. And we say our hallelujah belongs to You, God. God, we just thank You, God. We honor You. We worship You, Lord God. God, have Your way in this place today, Lord God. Meet the needs of Your people, Lord God. Heal. Convert, convict, empower, encourage, reconcile. God, have Your way in this place this day, God. God, we thank You for forgiveness because, God, we fall short of Your glory, but You love us so, Lord God. The Bible says if we confess our sins that You're faithful and just to forgive us, God. So we thank You for forgiveness this day, Lord God. Now, God, if there be anything in me that's not like You, God, strip it away right now. In the name of Jesus, God, if You give it to me, Lord God, I will stand here boldly and declare it to Your people, God, so that we can walk in Your will, walk in Your way, God, and walk in Your word. So Holy Spirit, just move throughout each one of us and have Your way, God. Let Your power, Your anointing, Your glory be felt throughout this entire block. Let them know that You are God and You're God all alone. So have Your way, God. Have Your way. It's in the name of Jesus that we do pray. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, I get excited every Sunday I'm in here. Hallelujah. Because I just believe God, and God is going to do something for us to encourage us so that we can keep on pressing on, you all. Hallelujah. So we're going to a familiar passage of scripture this morning. We're going to turn to Acts. This is Pentecost Sunday. Hallelujah. And we're not going to read long, but I just want you to remember these words that are written in our Bible in the first chapter of Acts. So when you have found it, please stand as reference to the Word of God. You won't be standing long, but I just want you to hear this and open your spiritual ears and hear what God has for our church this morning. As you find the book of Acts, first chapter, go down to verse 8, and that's all we're going to read. One verse, and if you would just follow along with me, I'll be reading from the NIV. Bible. I am excited about God. God has a mighty work for us, and he is simply equipping us, and we are just going to celebrate him today. So if you're found at Acts chapter 1, verse 8, in the NIV it reads, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Amen. So you may be seated. You may be seated. Just one for us. Hallelujah. See, remember that this is not a question. This is declaring, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. Now, once you get that power, you will be my witnesses. Hallelujah. You will be. I know some time to time I've asked you all, will you be a witness? But that's not what this is saying. The Bible declares that you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. So our title this morning is, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 words. We have the power. Amen. We're going to declare that in this place. We have the power. It's not whether we will get it. We have the power because we are the church. Hallelujah, son. Let's see what God is going to do with this, church. But you got to believe that now. You have the power. So we are the church, so we have the power. Hallelujah, God. Have your way. Yes, this is Pentecost Sunday. And it is a great day to reflect on our God-given power. Our text this morning gives us a promise straight from Jesus himself. And Jesus promised us that we will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Mm-hmm. Does anybody have the Holy Ghost power this morning? Does anybody have the Holy Ghost power this morning? And if you just slide over to chapter 16 of the Gospel of John, Jesus said this, "Unless I go, the Comforter, the Helper, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit will not come. But if I go, he will leave us a comforter, an advocate, a helper, to lead us into the truth." So this is a promise from Jesus. So do you believe the word? Do you believe the word? Jesus has promised us power. Hallelujah. So as Christians, we believe, this is what, that all scripture is inspired by God. It is the inspired word of God. And it is useful for us, for teaching, for correcting us, for training us in righteousness so that his people can thoroughly be equipped to do every good work. See, church, abundant life, we have some good work to do. So we have some mighty work we do. So therefore, we have to follow this inspired word of God so that we will be equipped for service. I just believe to be an authentic representative of Christ here on earth. To be an authentic representative of Christ here on earth, we must learn to apply this word to our lives daily and be consistent. We cannot be part-time Christians. Let somebody say amen. You can't do this thing part-time. You must renew your mind daily with this word if you're going to represent Christ well on this earth. Hallelujah. So let's look at our morning text from the book of Acts, written by Luke. We know it was written by Luke, and it's a continuation. Holy Spirit, help me to slow down. From the Gospel of Luke. Luke is continuing. So this book gives us an accurate account of the birth and the growth of the Christian church. Amen. So too often we be part of groups and we don't understand the history of it. So this is the beginning of God's Christian church. It tells us all about what happened to Jesus' followers after he returned to heaven. It gives us the history. You all read the book. Read the book. It gives us the history of the Christian church. And sometimes it's called the Acts of the Apostles because it lays out what they did when Jesus ascended into heaven. Other times it's called the Acts of the Holy Spirit because it tells us how the Holy Spirit came and orchestrated the work of God here on earth through these men and women. Hallelujah. So in this book, we see the Holy Spirit moving through God's people, and he still moves you all, forming the church and empowering the church, expanding the outreach of the church. This book covers 30 remarkable years, you all. Read the book, read the book, read the book of the early church. And they, I don't know about some people, they were on fire for the Lord. And they went about their father's business. They went about teaching, preaching, healing, all because of this power that God had given them. And the Bible tells us that they demonstrated the love of Christ. See, church, it's easy for people to talk about love. But the Bible says they demonstrated the love of Christ. So I asked her, why is it so hard for the church to be loving? We're not talking about abundant life. But why is it so hard for God's people to be loving? But what it tells us, the early church demonstrated love. The early church. Authentic. See, love, if you are being loving, the Bible tells us this, that love is patient. Love is kind. Think about it. Is the Bible talking about you? It does not envy. It does not boast. Think about yourself. It is not proud. It is not rude. It does not gossip. It's not self-seeking. But if we're the church, we're to act in love. It tells us we're not easily angered if we're the church. If you're a representative of Christ, you don't keep records of wrongs. And we're told the early church demonstrated love. And I would suggest that we can do the same because we have the power. See, we can't do a lot of things on our own, but if you have the power, that Holy Ghost power, we can do as the early church and love unconditionally. So as you begin to think about your journey with God, I would say, ask yourself, do I have that power, that Holy Ghost power that makes the difference in all that I do for the Lord? Because if you have that power, you will be an effective disciple of Christ. Sometimes I don't think the church understands the power that God has given us. Sometimes we begin to operate and weep like the world. But see, we have power, church. God has empowered us to do his will and his work here on earth. Remember, Jesus told us in Matthew 28, and this is one of our purpose statements. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them. Let's get it clear. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then he said, go and teach them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And surely I'll be with you always. That means the Holy Ghost power that lives within us. We don't have to be fearful when we go out to minister to others. Because God has given us that power. We are equipped for service, you all. But are you operating in that power? Too often the church people may, not you all, may be fearful. I've heard that Fear is what? The public enemy number one for Christians. But if you have this Holy Ghost power, the Holy Ghost will lead and direct you, and you don't have to fear anything. I believe that God just has given us a charge for the church, and we have a charge that we must keep. But the only way we can keep this charge is to operate in the power. Do not give your power to the enemy. Do not let the enemy trick your mind that you cannot do anything for God. Don't you allow the enemy to bring up your past to make you think you don't deserve to be a child of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. You have power. We have power, church. So many sermons have been preached from time to time, and we talk about how good God is. And yes, he is. God is a mighty good God. Yes, he is. Our God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Yeah, there is nothing too hard for our God. I agree with that this morning. Yes, our God will take care of us. Yes, our God will hear our prayer if we abide in him and his word abide in us. The Bible says we can ask whatever we want and he'll give it. But this morning is not about what God can do for us, because I believe he's done enough. This Pentecost Sunday, we're looking at what can we do for God. We are his disciples here on earth. What can we do for him? See, if we take care of God's business, I believe that he will take care of our business. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all that stuff you want and you need. God will provide it. But we are about his business, church. He has called us to be witnesses. Hallelujah. So it's not all about us and what we want from God and what God can do for us. But the question is, what can you do for God and what are you willing to do for God? He's given you the power. Hallelujah. He's given you the power. Hallelujah. Help me, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, help me. Will you? Will we? Will the church follow the will of God? The one who has done so much for you, for me, for all of us. The one who gave his life that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Will you be part of kingdom work here on earth? The one who loved us so much that he stayed on that cross. He could have come down, you all, but he decided to stay for you and for me. Will you be a witness? You have the power already. The one that died that you may be forgiven. The one that makes a way out of no way. The one that breaks chains for us, that sets us free. Will you use that power to glorify him here on earth? The one who, hallelujah, took what we were, you all, sinners. Living all kinds of way. He took what we used to be and made us who we are today. Are you willing to be a witness for him? The one who redeemed our soul and set us free. Somebody who made us whole. Somebody in here should be praising God for what he's done for us. I said he's already done enough. What are you going to do as the church? We are the church of Jesus Christ, and we are called to be different. We are called to be a difference in our communities. Hallelujah. What will you do to change some things in this world where people are dying, where people are suffering? You have the power, the Holy Ghost power, but will you use it?
Hallelujah.
Really? See, we know everybody has something going on in your life. God will take care of that. But what will you do for God here on earth? Hallelujah. Yes, God. See, we are the church. We are called to be different. We are called to be about our Father's business because he's given us the power. So we do have a charge to keep. First, as the church, we are to follow the first the greatest of the commandments. What is that? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Do you love the Lord? Really? Because when you love somebody, you spend time with them. So I ask you, do you really love the Lord? Don't you wink at me and don't you answer. But check your lives out. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. He said, this is the first of the greatest. Then he said, love each other. Love your neighbor as yourself. And if you love somebody, you want them to be delivered. You want them to be whole. So that means you got to go and tell somebody that they can be set free because of Jesus. But that's the charge to the church. And we have the power to accomplish it. But will you? Will you? Holy Spirit, help me. Because I know we are busy people. We got so much we have to do. That's why we don't have time to actually operate in our gifts that God is giving us. See, God gives us our gifts to glorify him, not for you to boast about how great you are. We are here on earth to glorify God. It took me a long time to understand that. I used to wonder, God, why am I here? And no one answered that for me until I searched the word. The word said, we are here to glorify God. Let the church say amen. Amen. So we have to be mindful and be mindful. Sometimes because we have these degrees and we got all this talent, we try to go out and do things for God without the power of the Holy Ghost. But I said, don't you leave home without it. You will be ineffective if you're not operating in the spirit of the living God. See, we have to connect to the real power source if we're going to do the will of God in our life. So we have to be so very mindful of that. Hallelujah. What is your spiritual assignment? What have God given you to glorify him here on earth? You have the power, but are you using that power? The Holy Ghost power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Because when I look around and see what's happening in our families, in our churches, in our communities, God got some work for us to do. So he still needs witness. As long as we read about black on black crime, God needs us to be out there in the street telling somebody about his power. As long as there are shootings in our schools, God needs somebody. Hallelujah. As long as we have family members fighting against family members, churches fighting against churches, God needs witnesses out there. Are you willing to be one? Because you already have the power. But are you willing to give of your time to be the difference in the world where so many people are dying? Help me, Holy Spirit. The Bible tells us that the disciples, before they went out, they waited for the Spirit of God. They waited. They waited. But when the Spirit came upon them, they went about their Father's business. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Help me. Help me. Help me. God, help us to understand our purpose. Help us to operate, Lord God, in the spirit that you have implanted in all of us, God. God, help us not to be gossiping about one of us, each other, complaining, fussing, and grumbling, God. Bring us on one accord. The Bible says they were united. They were in unity. God, please unite the church, Lord God. Not just Abundant Life, but unite your church. We spend so much time fighting with each other, and there's so much work to be done, people of God. This is Pentecost Sunday, a great Sunday to recognize that spirit that lives in you and who you are. You're a child of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You have power to make a difference. God say, people of God, use it to my glory. We are to go out and be the difference. Somewhere in the Bible,
God said that, or Jesus said that, the things that we see him doing, that he will allow us to do greater work. So with this Holy Ghost power, we should be able to speak to demons. We should be able to speak over people and they're healed. We should be able to speak to a situation and transformation take place when you use that Holy Ghost power. He's giving you power to transform lives, people of God. But we have to believe it. Too often in the church, we talk good talk and we read and talk about the word, but we don't really believe it. But it's time for the church to stand up and be the church. We have a charge to keep. We are here to represent Christ here on earth. If somebody is in the sanctuary sick, we should be able to speak to that illness. He's given us that power. Do you believe you have power to speak to situations? Jesus spoke to it. And things changed. And he said he would give that to us, even greater things. Come on, church. Who are you in God? Do you have that Holy Ghost power? Do you have the power to make the difference where people are dying? And are you willing to do it? Holy Ghost power. Pentecost Sunday. Come on. Somebody should get excited, you all. But don't go home, don't leave home without calling up that power. It also tells us that they went into prayer. They were united, they moved in love, and they prayed, you all. God needs a praying church. Oh, God needs us to pray, you all. But you got to pray in faith. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, help me. I just want to wind this up. But God needs us all, you all. God needs us all. Yes, our God will take care of us. Yes, our God is a way maker. Yes, our God will deliver us. But what are we willing to do for our God? See, that's what it comes down. When we begin to look at Pentecost Sunday, they were about their Father's business. A great witness was Saul, Paul himself, killing the Christians, trying to cancel out the word of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But when he had that experience on the Damascus Road, he was never the same, you all. He got the Holy Ghost power, and he wrote most of the New Testament. He was willing to give his life for this word. What are you willing to give, really? He was in prison most of the time, but he wrote to us, rejoice in the Lord always. What are you willing to do this morning? God will take care of you. Yeah, we have power. We can speak to your situation. Demons will tremble. No weapon formed against us shall prosper because we are children of the King of Kings. But what are you willing to give? This is an opportunity for you to do a mirror check. Don't you look to your right or to your left, but you talk to God. God, I'm grateful for what you've done to me. And I commit this Sunday to use my gifts and with the power of the Holy Ghost to help get drugs out of our communities. To help those that are depressed. Yeah, God, I will be your witness. God, I'll help those that's thinking about suicide. Hallelujah. Yes, God. With this power you are implanted in me, I will take the time to be the difference. God, we thank you for the Holy Ghost power. But as I begin to close, church, we are the church. We are to be different. We are to represent God here on earth. in all we do. When we walk into a room, the atmosphere should change because of the power of the Holy Ghost within us. Tell somebody about God. Tell your friends, your family, what he's done for all of us. That he loved us so much that he sent his one and only son to die for us. Tell somebody that God did not send Jesus into the world to condemn the world, but to save all of us. Are you willing to tell somebody? See, I remember this song. It said, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody that can save anybody. Are you willing to be a witness? Because you already have the power to operate. Is there anybody that's willing to tell a backslider that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God? Don't allow people to stay away from the church because they're sinning. Are you willing to go out and reach and tell somebody that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God? But God still loves you. So if you confess your sin, he's faithful and just to forgive you. Help me, Holy Spirit, to just close down. God is saying he can use your testimony to bless somebody else. He can use your past to be a blessing to somebody else. Will you go out and tell somebody what God delivered you from? Because you have that Holy Ghost power. So you don't have to search all over for it. If you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you sincerely confess, you have that Holy Ghost power. Tell somebody. Be a witness for him. God, help me close. God is saying, and I'm saying to you, God has already done enough. What are you waiting on God to do for you? He did it all when Jesus went to the cross. You're healed. You're delivered. He's broken chains for you. But you got to believe it, because sometimes it has already manifested in heaven, but it hasn't reached earth yet. But you got to trust that he's answering your prayer. So when you pray, you celebrate God until it manifests here on earth, because you have the power to call down some things. So I'm trying to close. Is there anybody here this morning that's willing to stand and says, yes, I have that power. Yes, I'm going to be a witness for him. Yes, I'm going to make a difference in this world where people are hurting and dying. Is there any witnesses in the house this morning that you're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and you recognize it's the power of God unto salvation? But will you use your gift to glorify him? Will you say yes, Lord, to your will and to your way? Yes, Lord, I will trust you and obey. Yes, Lord. Any yes people in the house? Yeah, I'm going to leave that stuff behind. I'm going to focus on the cross this day. I'm going to be a doer of this word, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'm trying to close, Holy Spirit. Because when I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, hallelujah, sinking to rise no more. Hallelujah. But the master, hallelujah, heard my despairing cry. From thee, he lifted us all. See, love lifted us. So we're just going to just reflect on Pentecost Sunday. Church, you have the Holy Ghost power. Use it. Use it. If anything is going on in your family, use this power to cast it down. Get Get rid of your fear and your doubt and move in faith and be a world changer. You have this power, church. You have the power to shift things in the atmosphere. We are the church. We are the church, and we're charged to be different.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Somebody said, I will be a witness for him.
Hallelujah.
I'll be a witness for him. Pentecost Sunday, you have power. Holy Ghost power to shift things. But will you use that power? I'll be a witness for him. Please stand all over this sanctuary. We have that power, you all. Use your power in your families. Use that power in your communities. Use that power in your church. Hallelujah, God. You have the power, the Holy Ghost power. Hallelujah, God. You have that power. You have the power. We are the church. God requires more of us. That power. If we handle the Father's business, he will handle ours. He will heal. He will convert. He will deliver. He will transform. Oh, yes, he will. Oh, yes, he will. This is Pentecost Sunday, y'all. Some chains should be broken in here if you believe this word. It's time to bow down, you all, and worship him. And watch him change some things in your life. You have the power. Change things in your family. Bow before him. Change things in your health. Bow before him. You have the power. You have the power. You have the power. Use that power so chains will be broken. Your family will be healed. Your family will be united. You have the power. Oh, yes, you do. The altar is open for any and everybody that want to declare the day that I'm going to operate in the power of the Holy Ghost. We are the church, and God requires more of us, you all. We are the church, and we're charged to be different. We're not to look like the world. We are the church. We are charged to do things in the community and heal, deliver, declare the word of God. We are the church. And we have that power. We have that power. We have the Holy Ghost power living in us. So we thank God as he shifts through here, and we acknowledge that power. As the people of God bow down, we're acknowledging the power of the Holy Ghost in us. Move, Holy Spirit. Move, Holy Spirit, in here. Rise up in your people. Convict them. Deliver them. Heal them in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, rise up in your people. Hallelujah, Lord God. Holy Spirit, move in this place. As we say yes to you, Lord. Yes, God, to your will and to your way. Move, Holy Spirit. Yes, I will trust you, Lord, and obey. Move, Holy Spirit. Move, Spirit of the living God. When you're obedient to him, watch him heal your situation. Heal your family. Give you your financial needs when you move in his will. Take care of your father's business. And he has you. Thank you, Lord God, as you deliver your people here on earth and equipped us for service. Holy Spirit, help us represent you well. We are the church. We are the church. We are the church, and we are required to do more. We are the church. We are the church. Deliver, God, in this place. Help us, God, get rid of anything that's not like you and operate in your word. Go and tell somebody about your God. Yeah, I heard somebody sing, I don't know, I'm just a nobody, you all. Trying to tell everybody about somebody that can heal anybody. So as you bow, surrender all unto him. I surrender all. Hallelujah. Give up yourself and focus on him. And watch God shift some things in your lives. Too often we focus on ourselves, but it's not about us. God is asking us to surrender it all. Surrender it all. I surrender all. Hallelujah. I surrender all. And I'm going to trust you. As Minister Marcus, come to the mic and help us. And minister in song. I surrender all. All to thee. The cross before us. The world behind us. We want to make a difference, you all. God, sweep through here. You know what your people need. Let them leave in a spirit of celebration because we are the church.
All to Jesus, I surrender all to him. I freely live.
Yes. Church, so we have to surrender
and trust him in his presence daily.
Yeah, God, heal families, heal communities as we surrender all to you, Lord God. As we surrender all to you, Lord God, we are the church of Jesus Christ.
I surrender.
Give it all up, you all, for him.
All to Jesus,
we are the church. God requires more of us. We are the church. We have a charge to keep, you all. Love the Lord our God with all our hearts, and to love each other, and to change our communities.
Forsaken, take me, Jesus, take me now.
We are the church. I surrender, God. I say yes, Lord. I surrender, Lord God.
Oh,
surrender, Lord, all to him. Sunday. Power of the Holy Ghost. Pentecost Sunday. Church, we have the power. Activate that power that God has given you.
Make me Savior, only thine. Fill me with thy Spirit, truly.
Pentecost Sunday, your day of deliverance. The day you're going to decide, I'm going to do it different this day.
I surrender.
I'm going to do it different now. I'm going to follow God's word and his will.
I surrender.
Move, Holy Spirit, and deliver your people right now. Move, Holy Spirit.
My blessed Savior, oh, I surrender.
Trust me. When we surrender, we're going to move to a trust then. We've given it up. Now we got to trust him. We've given it up, but are you going to trust him with every details of your life? Can you follow King Solomon that said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Trust him.